Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Spring is ending and the hot summer months are approaching, so in the upcoming episodes, I'm going to keep an eye to the summer items. This week, I'm going to talk about proper hydration, or in other words, ensuring that you drink enough water. You need water for everything your body does. Metabolism is affected by water levels, as is brain function, temperature regulation, and even muscle contraction. That kind of sounds exactly like what we're doing during our workouts, right? Many of us work out in warm climates, and the studios or gyms don't have air conditioning. This means it will be hot, and it will get hotter as you work out. Also, if you do outdoor exercises, like me, I like to go hiking, it means that it can get really hot. To help prevent injury and potential serious health hazards, you need to make certain that you and your students get enough liquids. Here's an example. For most people, a 3% water weight loss can impair performance. At the 3% marker, your body becomes dehydrated. This can lead to fatigue, shifting body temperatures, and heat exhaustion. Once you break that barrier, it can take up to 24 hours for your body to restore its water balance. Now, if you or your students get the chills, start feeling dizzy or nauseated, they need to stop, sit down, and drink water or a fluid replacement drink like Gatorade. They are done for the day. It's not take a break for a few minutes and come back. They're done. I've pushed myself into that range more than a few times, and I can say from experience, it's painful and dangerous. One time, I should have gone to the hospital, but I was stupid and didn't. Instead, I sat on my couch with ice packs in my armpits and my crotch trying to cool down. I was lucky, and I really should have gone to the hospital. Your starting students and your heavy students will be more susceptible to heat and overexertion than those who are already in good shape. So pay attention to them and force them to take it easy. I say force because they're going to want to keep up with the advanced students who are already in shape. I sweat a lot when I work out. I mean, heck, I start sweating when I'm still in the car and just thinking about the warm-up. Now, as a result, I need to stock up on my fluids well in advance of my workout. I used to get thirsty all of the time during workout until I got some great advice from one of my instructors. He recommended drinking a liter of water 1 hour before class starts. It takes about that long for the water to be fully absorbed into your system and to be ready for you when you start class. After I started doing that, I stopped getting thirsty during class. It is some of the best workout advice I've ever received. If your workouts go longer than an hour, you should really drink a liter of water an hour before starting. I'll close with some comments about sports drinks. If your workout is less than 30 minutes, you will get no benefit from a sports drink. The longer your workout goes, the more benefit you'll receive from them. Now, most martial arts classes are an hour long. For some of the more intense practices, they can be 2 or 3 hours. I've recently kicked up my personal martial arts practices to a minimum of 90 minutes, and most are 2 hours long. A properly formatted sports drink can increase the fluid absorption rate by as much as 30%. They also replenish minerals such as potassium and electrolytes that you lose when sweating and use through metabolism. Now, I stress properly formulated sports drinks. There are a lot of crap drinks out there that bill themselves as replenishers, but because of the ratio of their ingredients, they can actually lengthen the fluid absorption time. The worst things you can drink after a workout are high sugar drinks like fruit juice and soda. A good sports drink will be between 6 and 8% carbohydrates with some sodium and potassium thrown in. Anything over 8% has too many carbs and will slow the absorption rate. It just won't leave your stomach as quickly. My personal favorite is good old Gatorade. They were the first sports drink, and they're still one of the best. Gatorade's carbs are about 6%. Also, I read that Gatorade is switching their formulation back to pure sugar from high fructose corn syrup as their sweetener. And for goodness sake, don't go out drinking alcohol after your nice workout. That's just stupid. Okay, I'll do a quick summary here. Drink at least 1 hour before your workout. give that water some time to get absorbed and into your system. Watch yourself and your students for signs of dehydration or exhaustion. Water is good enough for workouts under 30 minutes. Sports drinks are beneficial for workouts over 30 minutes, and the benefits increase as the workout gets longer. Check the ingredients on your sports drink to make certain it has the proper ratios. You want nothing over 8% for carbs. You know, just be good to yourself and drink enough water. But as always, don't overdo it. An excess of anything, even water, can hurt. Don't forget that we have a 20% discount on subscriptions to Taekwondo Times magazine. Just enter our exclusive promo code of PRACDEF01 at checkout. The subscription to the print edition of the magazine includes digital copies. And as always, you can find the promo code and a link in the show notes. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicts.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Practical Offense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddicts.com. That's podcast@alexaddicts.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddicts.com.